Attention, please, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome aboard, Miss Liberty.
On rainy days, much like this one, Dennis Hafey would take the 15-minute-long ferry ride to the Statue of Liberty in Ellis Island for work.
The water's a little choppy right now.
A fourth-generation tinsmith, Hafey grew up working in his family's shop on Geddes Street in Syracuse. You might remember the iconic Tin Man that stood outside the shop for 70 or so years.
It could withstand someone running into it with a car.
Hafey started working in the shop at 11 years old, making chimney caps, roofing metal, even zinc casket liners used to seal coffins. In 1999, Hafey came down to New York City with his brother and visited the Statue of Liberty for the first time.
We were both raised in the tinsmithing business, and we're inside the statue, and we're looking up at all the intricacies of her robe. And from a tinsmithing standpoint, it's fascinating.
2 months later, Hafey had gotten a job through friends, turning a room at the Ellis Island Museum into a theater.
The same people that oversee Ellis Island oversee the statue. And so one day, I asked, what do I have to do to become the resident tinsmith for the statue? And I'm sure he's going to laugh in my face. 2 weeks later, he wants me to repair the windows in the crown.
At that time, tourists were allowed up into the statue, so that made it nearly impossible for Hafey to get any work done. His solution? Spend the night.
I just worked until I couldn't work anymore. Used my Carhartt as a pillow, and you're laying up there, and the statue's moving back and forth, and you really only notice it when you try to be still.
And Hafey says he's the only person to have ever slept up there.
There were points where I was so intent on the work that I would forget where I was. It was almost like I was back in the shop. And then suddenly, I looked up from the window and saw the tablet that she's holding in her hand and started to giggle, thinking, oh my God, I'm in the Statue of Liberty. It was wonderful.
But Hafey also described the whole experience as kind of lonely.
My uncle and I, we were very close. I was the tinsmith, he was the boss. But he died in 97, and the work that I did on the statue was in 99. So I really wish that I could have shared it with him. It would have been more of a feather in his cap than it would have been in mine.
Today, Hafey is still involved in the ongoing restoration of the statue and Ellis Island facilities. He does some consulting and the occasional tinsmithing job. Hafey's also maintaining his other passion, acting. He co-developed a theater program at Ellis Island, where he would play the part of a Russian immigrant, and tourists would participate in a hearing to decide whether Hafey's character was allowed to stay in America. You can't see this program at Ellis Island anymore, but Hafey's making it available to the rest of the country.
Not everybody has the opportunity to come to the Statue of Liberty or to Ellis Island. Most people don't.
Over the last 11 years, Hafey says he's performed his one-man reenactment show in about 60 schools. And Hafey says sometimes the reenactment is more than just a history lesson.
I did a program for an inner-city school one time, and there were 80 students, and at least a third of them couldn't speak English, and they were being interpreted to by their fellow classmates. So a lot of these immigration issues are very close to their hearts. After the verdict was read, these kids were trying to high-five me on my way out.
With Hafey's family having lived in Syracuse for the last 164 years, he says Syracuse is his heritage. And he enjoys helping others connect, whether it be to their own past or even to each other.
My family has a very long history in one city, so it's easier for me to see that connection. But the students themselves need to have the opportunity to connect to the past, and I feel that I'm giving them that opportunity.
For WRVO News, I'm Jasmine Belcher in New York City.